Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was going to pee on it.
You would too.
Well, I don't like people, right? And there's so many people in the bathroom and they're all talking and listening to my farts. Like, I totally could have easily...
You can't poo in there.
Dude, why not? Do you think dogs don't poo in there?
All right. Fair enough. You got me.
My whole thing is I'd hold on to...
I mean, you can't pee in there either. I don't know why I went even that route with
it. I can pee standing up.
You can. All right. We won.
Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Bum, 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 bum. Welcome back to the Haunted Estate, here with your host, Selena Myers, and...
Adam Myers.
I feel like you need... Like, I'm Selena Spooky Boo.
Yeah, you are.
You need to be like...
Adam Myers.
Big Daddy Boo. Can you be Big Daddy Boo?
Not happening.
Please?
Not can you imagine? Happening.
Let's just... Okay, we're going to rehearse it as if it was a thing. Welcome to the Haunted Estate with Selena Spooky Boo and...
Adam Myers.
Say it. Just
not
for fun.
Happening. Just say it. It's not
one
going
time.
Down.
One time. I will promise you unmentionables.
Big Daddy Boo.
Wait, no. Wait, I need to hear it. Ready? Welcome to the Haunted Estate here with Selena Spooky Boo and...
Adam Myers.
God damn it. Just do it one time.
I'm not doing it because it'll become a thing.
No, we need just... I want to hear it one time.
You've already basically made it a thing.
Okay. Everyone in the comments. Is he Big Daddy Boo? Come on. We're going to try it one time. One time.
Make you restart this podcast if you don't back it up.
Welcome to the Haunted Estate here with Selena Spooky Boo and...
Myers Adam.
Adam, Selena. I tried my best.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. You know what I did this week?
What'd you do this week?
I went two chapters. Well, earlier, before the big thing that happened. And I bought three more books.
The big thing that happened? You don't have to pretend like they don't know we were at VidCon.
I know, but first, I bought three more books I'll never read. I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
How many books do we own?
I don't call them books. I call them shelf ornaments.
How many shelf ornaments do we have?
Many, many bookshelf ornaments full.
Like 2,000 bookshelf ornaments. Have we finished one?
I don't
know
about that many. Yeah, it could be.
Have we finished one?
I've finished a few books in my life.
Any while you've been with me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How many then out of 2,000 books?
Two.
We listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
I don't get how people can sit and read. Who has the time to sit and read? I'm even working when I'm pooping.
If I really love it, I'll buy the paperback.
Yeah, that's what
cover.
I do too. I like to have it
throw
on the
it
shelf.
On the shelf. But
this
like,
is
yeah,
my favorite
I'll
book.
I'll rock the audiobook for sure.
I love pulling it out and being like, this is my favorite book. I did not read it. I did listen to
hey,
it.
Hey, you never know if you're ever going to get a book plate for it from the author. Or
exactly.
If you're
also,
just obsessed with it, you have to be able to show people.
Huge news over. We need to talk about though. Who hit 1 million on YouTube?
1 million on YouTube.
1 million on YouTube.
This Selena Spooky Boo did.
Little Boo herself.
Thank Little you, baby everybody. Boo. It's Thank amazing. You. Much no. appreciated. It's been quite the journey. Something Selena's been obsessed with doing is hitting that number.
I never thought I'd get there. Like, I remember being a kid and watching, like, Shane and Trisha and all those OGs and just being like, God, I want this life so fucking bad. And then I had, like, this huge realization, as you know. We went to VidCon.
Yeah, VidCon was a blast.
It was a blast. I got to meet friends. I got to meet, you know, fans who I call my besties. And, you know, it was amazing. Also, as everyone knows, Chris is, like, my best friend. Call me Chris. And we had such a crazy time. We kind of did everything together. So first we had our meet and greet, which was insane. They never told us what time. Like, we didn't know anything till that morning of. So we didn't have a way to, like, advertise when our meet and greet was. And I feel like maybe that was strategic.
I have no idea.
Because there would be, like, too many people. I don't think
anything was strategic with VidCon.
It was a mess. It was a mess. It was such a mess.
Like, I'm not complaining. It was amazing. They were short-staffed. They did the best they could.
There was just communication issues.
It was a little rough.
It was a little rough, but we made it work. But here's what happened. So first we had our meet and greet. We were like, I don't think anyone's going to come. We met like 400 people. It was insane. Then I had a panel. Chris had some panels. She got to do hers with Brittany Broski. I did mine with Taylor from Washington. Was it Washington Post?
Yep. Taylor runs from Washington Post. Okay. So Selena's was more of like
businessy
question and answer business side of things.
Which, like, it was like about spreading yourself too thin. That's what I thought it was about. What was it really about?
Not spreading yourself too thin.
And I'm just up there being like, yeah, if you want to make it.
But, like, it didn't matter if it was about that or not. What you said still made sense and had merit because you have spread yourself too thin to get this far.
Yeah, and I...
And you worked your ass off.
Some people it comes easy. Some people it just comes easy.
And to say not to spread yourself too thin is good advice because you don't want to, like, be tired and run down. But there are times when if you want to make certain things happen in your life, you have to work hard to the point of exhaustion.
Yeah, like there's certain people, like, you know, I'm sure even Charlie works it hard, but there are people where it just comes easier. You know, if you're going to fit the status quo of what people want.
Some people have more energy to be able to do more naturally. There's just a whole bunch going on there.
I am a fat weirdo and I have spent my whole life digging with my nails to get ahead and being extra fucking loud, and sometimes that's just what you have to do when you're not what society, you know, what the I say society, what the majority
we
of people expect. If we are, if yeah,
we
you
love
guys,
our fans,
we don't even
friends.
Have to explain to them. We don't have to explain because they're the kind of people
yeah, they
I love.
Get it. They understand,
but they understand that there's about. The people out there that just are looking at the Charlies or just reading magazines, and they're only looking up to people like that. So in my life, it's been hard being in the industry that I'm in. How many beautiful, amazing, like, perfect people are there to every fat weirdo, right?
There's not enough fat weirdos because you guys are the real fucking people and the funny ass people.
I hate it. People are just like, you remind me of Melissa McCarthy. You look just like her. No, I don't. We look nothing alike. We're both just chubby.
And not
chubby.
Even anything to do with chubbiness either. Just like weird personalities, fun, inner child stuff.
Yeah.
Not trying to be some mold that's already out there and replicate it, but just
vibing
the true OGs that are themselves. That's my type of content.
Yeah, no, I feel the same. There was like some things, like I felt like everyone went together really, really well at VidCon. Like there were no assholes, like there were nothing like that. And again, sorry to bring up being fat and weird, but I spent a lot of my life trying to gauge people and reading people on how they kind of received me. And I had a really great time at VidCon. Like, there are people you could tell were more shy or a bit more into yourself. But there was, like, a bit of drama that went down after VidCon.
Not really. I would say for the amount of people were there that there wasn't really any drama. Maybe, like, the odd person. But it was awesome. For all those, like, creators to be in one place with that many people doing what they do and that many main characters, it was a really, really, really great experience.
It was really,
and everybody was amazing.
It was really interesting to see how people really were in real life and how many similarities a lot of us had. So there was just free everything. There was so much free alcohol. And I expected to see sloppy people, really drunk people. And I think that was something that I noticed among creators was they really held their own. Nobody got sloppy. Nobody drank very much. Everyone was very in control of the situation, which, you know, I appreciated. But, like, I had some moments that were out of body. So the very first party that we had was the TikTok party, and that was Thursday night. I didn't know what to expect. I've never been to a Hollywood party. Like this party, I was like, okay, I made it, mom. They came there. They wanted me for the red carpet. So Chris and I went for a red carpet. We did our interview. We go into this place. I'm like, okay, this is exactly what I expected it to be like. They'd rented this party, this house party thing. It was like a white house. They had all these things set up for pictures. Seems like
there's houses all over LA that
just for
you
parties.
Can just rent for parties.
Yeah.
They had like the TikTok logo like on a sign all lit up, and like the house was like tailored to this.
Oh, party. And it was exclusive. Adam couldn't get in. Joel couldn't get in. My manager couldn't get in.
No, you had to be on the list.
You had to be a like creator, and there weren't even small creators there. It was it was incredible. I had a moment. I had to poop, right? Because I'm me, and I come out of the bathroom. I'm standing there. I look side to side, trying to decide where I want to go. At one end of the hallway, James Charles. At the other end of the hallway, Mr. Beast. I just stood there. I was frozen in fright. I was having imposter syndrome. I was like, why am I here? I don't know what's going on. I had lost all my friends because it was really cool because you get pulled off different ways because you meet different people who know you. But like my mind was blown. I couldn't believe the people that I was seeing there. It was like my For You page in real life. But like, oh, it was next level shit. I'll tell you that right now. Next level shit. So we had that party. We had the Meta party, which was Facebook. We had my favorite was Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Prime threw a party. The chain smokers
were fucking there. Chain smokers. We were like,
it was the really chain cool.
smokers. And you know who I got to meet and hang out with? Lizzie McGuire's little brother, Jake Thomas. And we were besties. I love him. And we got to run into Sam and Colby.
Yeah, we ran into Sam and Colby, partied with them all night.
Yeah, they were sick. And, you know, I can't talk yet, but like, you might see us together again, which would be really fucking cool. No, VidCon overall was amazing. Meeting you guys was awesome. But I think the craziest thing, that second day we get up, okay? This is a big day. Chris and I have our Q&A, and we have our rehearsal and the arena show, which is like the night of awesome. We go. We have breakfast. We're walking around. I get up to the room like, oh, God. Something doesn't feel right. Something's not right in my belly here. Who starts barfing her face off?
Who ate the half-cooked eggs?
I did. But get this, I end up getting so sick, I don't think that I can pull it together for the Q&A. I barely even have a voice. I'm like, my throat hurts, everything. I threw up violently. I'm starting to have PTSD because I'm like, oh my God, every time I leave, I get sick. I'm thinking of Sam and Colby. I'm like, oh, I can't do this again. I rally. I get up for that Q&A. I rock it. I come off. I'm starting to feel sick. Now it's not just me. Chris starts getting sick. Chris starts getting an insane migraine. It's taking her out. It was insane. I go to the first aid. They say, hey, did you eat breakfast? I explain what's going on. He goes, did you eat breakfast at the buffet at the hotel? And I said, yes. And he said, we've had like 50 people come in. We all got food poisoning.
Yep.
I just don't want to eat when I do anything about it.
Either, and you ate a lot of those eggs, and they're half cooked, and there's a lot of fat in them. It was like a double-edged sword for you.
Oh, it was a terrible situation.
Luckily, there was a girl at VidCon working there that found me some Pepto-Bismol tablets for Selena.
And got some ibuprofen for Chris.
Thank you, if you're listening.
We love you. Her name was Tiana? Or Talia? Remember. I think it was Talia. Or Tiella?
Was it?
Something like that. But Chris had this crazy migraine. We got her like on the floor with an ice pack. Like we did everything we could to make her better too. We rallied. We did our rehearsal and we rocked that arena show. Yeah, you guys
killed it on the stage.
It was amazing.
It was really good.
I would just like to take a moment to talk about Chris. And I don't want to cry. I love Chris so much. And it's weird when you're in this world. I remember, you know, she blew up so fast. I think the very first time we talked, she had like 2 or 4 million followers, and within the week she was at 10. Like it was crazy. But I feel like, I don't know, twin flame is the word. Like Megan Fox talks about it with MGK.
Yeah.
But I love Chris, and Chris and I share a lot of the same traumas. I just feel like there aren't many times in your life when you meet somebody who you just feel utterly connected with. I was lucky to have that with you, Adam.
Hey, buddy.
But I also feel that with Chris. And I just hope that we're friends forever. You know, I felt like we work so well together. And I'm really excited for our future. And there's just no one who works harder. Have you met anyone who ever works harder than Chris?
Oh, of course not. She...
You finally got to meet her?
She doesn't sleep a lot. And when she's not sleeping, she's working. So you can do the math there.
But like I jumped on here and I saw that she had on my phone and she had made an Instagram post with, and it was about us at VidCon, and it made me cry because maybe I just never had a good friend. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you've always had a hard time with friends because of your upbringing.
Yeah, I have a hard time with relationships, and I also moved around schools a lot, and I'm just thankful. So I just want the world to know how special she is. You all know her. If you don't, you under a rock, boo-boo, go find Chris.
Go check her out. Her skits are amazing. Call me Chris, TikTok, YouTube.
I get goosebumps when I think about where she's going to be this time next year.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, it's going to be amazing.
Also at VidCon,
yeah,
we met tons of fans.
Yeah.
Tons of besties. You guys.
And I got to hug you.
It was so fun to finally put faces to all the numbers.
Oh, because like you see numbers, but then you finally get to see the people. You get to squeeze them. You get to love them. You get to hang out with them. And that was my favorite part of VidCon, was just when somebody looks at you and their eyes light up and you know that they know you and they've enjoyed some part of you. It's the best feeling
making ever. People smile and laugh for 2 or 3 years now, and
it puts in perspective, makes me want to work harder.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and it was just exciting meeting all you guys, as I'm sure it was for you, meeting Selena and me a little bit and Chris.
Yeah, people at the Q&A, I'm like, where's Adam? You put your hand up and the whole crowd cheered. That was cool. I'm going to be completely honest, Adam. I have to poop.
All right.
Okay, pause, guys. I'll let you know how it goes. Be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
And intermission is over.
I'd like to tell you guys about what I have for breakfast. Because she just made an appearance and it's only been an hour.
You've been having bad luck with food lately.
I think we
need to start cooking some of our own food.
I think that I should just never not eat food that I made.
I agree.
I totally like salad, but salad doesn't like me. But here's the issue, okay? I ordered myself a chicken Caesar salad for breakfast. They obviously didn't spin the water off the salad. And it was wet, and the dressing was wet. So it was soggy salad. It was grossing me out, but I'm like eating it. And also, if you're going to put chicken in a salad, don't put it in hot. It makes everything worse. And the chicken was burnt to bananas, which yeah. We all know. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't feeling well after the salad. She's already out. She's
made a quick getaway.
She made a quick getaway. She came in, she cleared out, and she shot down. Okay, but that's okay because I have coconut water. Want to hear something funny, guys? I got so sick last week when I came back from LA, and I discovered that I should drink coconut water, and I fucking hate coconut. I don't like coconut on anything.
You've been enjoying the coconut water.
It is my new obsession. It is my new love in life. I can't start my day unless I have coconut water. I can tell my blood sugar is better. I am peeing greatly. I think I'm good. Also, I was losing weight, okay? For the first time in my life, I was about to dip under 200 pounds. And then we discovered why I was losing weight.
You discovered.
I discovered.
Your aha moment was pretty,
it was pretty
common sense.
Okay, you tell them.
Well, I mean, Selena got high last night for the first time in a long time.
Pot. Just pot, guys.
And she got hungry.
I know, my God.
Because naturally, you get hungry when you get high.
Yeah, the munchies.
And why have you been losing weight, Selena?
Because I haven't been smoking weed, so I haven't been, like, ordering everything off the menu at Popeye's.
A little bit of a correlation there, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit. There's All a little right. bit. All right. Yeah, so that's what's going on. Oh, cool. My gosh.
Hilarious.
Okay, Adam, what's next? We are tired. We are burnt out. We feel like a sack of potatoes.
Did you ever figure out why that guy called you a porterhouse steak when you were a kid?
How did that even come up the other day?
Oh, we were talking about it the other day. Somehow, I said porterhouse steak on an order of porterhouse steak where yeah. we go. And then Selena's like, someone used to call me porterhouse steak in school. Or yeah. porterhouse, just
He's
porterhouse.
He's calling me right? porterhouse. Like in gym class, I'd come out and there's this one big guy and he'd go, yo, porterhouse. Porterhouse in the house. What did that mean?
So there's two possibilities here.
Okay.
First, he was being nice because a porterhouse is a very nice cut of steak and he thought you were a fine piece of meat. Or option two, he was a complete dumbass and he was calling you porterhouse to make fun of you.
Oh, make fun of me for sure.
But really, it doesn't work because it just doesn't really make sense.
For my emotional well-being, I'm going to say that he was calling me a fine cut of meat.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm going to tell you right fucking now.
Totally
that's not at all what he was doing. But Adam's face, I'm like laying on the bed and he says it. I'm like, this guy called me porterhouse. Adam was like, the fuck? What? How did this even happen?
I like that nickname, Porterhouse.
Porterhouse? You can call me Porterhouse. You're I had a terrible time.
Fine piece of meat.
Fine piece of meat. I had a horrible time in grade 9 in this gym class.
Yeah.
Because my gym teacher called everyone by their last names. But if you're, but one syllable, you just get the first syllable. If your name was like Gonzalez, he'd be like, yo, Gons. And for me, it was whore. That's how much of my last name he got. Whore.
That yo, wouldn't that whore. Wouldn't fly nowadays.
No, but he was so unaware. I don't know how it flew then. Whore, back of the line. Little did he know I was one.
Oh, no, you weren't. You're just
Wait, grade 9. No, not yet. Not yet. What were you like in school?
And let's carry on.
Wait, you don't want to talk about that?
I mean, I guess if you do, we can.
No, go for it. What's
don't
next?
Talk about it. I don't know. What else?
What a smooth transition. You have a list. He gets together the thoughts. We're so tired. We're so happy you guys are listening to this. This is quality content.
What were you watching earlier today?
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I forgot to check the comments to see if people enjoyed my suggestions of like Facebook groups I'm on. So my favorite things to watch while I get ready for the day go as follows. Okay. To Catch a Predator. And body cam footage from police officers.
You were watching a different one today though too about
the woman.
Police calls, right?
Yeah, it was police calls. Body cam footage.
Oh, body cam
so
footage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is what the call looks like. She calls the police after her ex-husband gets there, who tells her to call the police because the night before she was playing a funny hide and go seek with her boyfriend. These people are in their 30s and she had put him in a suitcase and they ha ha laughed about it. And then she went to bed and forgot that he was in the suitcase. So in the morning she comes down at like 12:30, looks
forgot?
Around, forgot. Apparently there's more to it.
Oh,
yeah. Forgot that she had zipped him in there because apparently they were having a good time. They had drank a bottle of wine. They had done a puzzle. They had colored. I don't know. It sounded like a good night. So she comes down in the morning, sees that he's not
a good night.
They do. Can we get some?
Yeah.
Will you color with me?
Watch you.
Please?
Okay.
I found Billie Eilish's book at Dollarama.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, back onto topic. She comes downstairs. She sees that he's not on the computer where she usually is. Clicks in her head. Oh, my God. He's in the suitcase. She pulls him out. He's purple. He's dead. He's gurgling because his body was decomposing, I guess, at this point. So she calls her ex-husband first, who comes. Then they're like, call the police. So she calls the police. First question, why would you call an ambulance as soon as you saw him?
Right?
Right?
Instantly.
So then she starts saying really dumb shit. She's talking way too much. Way too much. So, of course, I trust the comments. This is what really happened. The night before, she gets a suitcase up. He had cheated on her. She said, your punishment is that you have to get in this suitcase because you cheated on me. So she put him in the suitcase, closed it, and went to bed. And he suffocated.
What did she think was going to happen?
Here's my thing. I feel like I could bust out of a suitcase if I wanted to.
Oh, I doubt it if you're crammed in a weird position.
But if you like use your finger and like find the zipper and
you can't move your arms to reach certain spots.
Yeah, was it soft side? Was it hard side?
I mean, fair enough. We don't know what kind of suitcase.
And
it's
then
gonna make a difference.
We started joking about putting you in a suitcase, but
I wouldn't fit.
You wouldn't fit.
My joke to that.
Pretty funny though.
Yeah.
I would like to try and get into a suitcase.
I don't think we should after the ending of that story.
Well, you wouldn't leave me in there. Oh no, you'd leave me in there.
I would not leave you in there. Do you think I want to be in this life alone, dealing with all the notebooks you've bought over the 10 years we've been together?
You know what? I think that judging somebody on the amount of inspirational notebooks that they have is inappropriate. I can live, laugh, love until 2059. Okay? I can probably literally see them from right here.
How organized are you?
That isn't a word that I have in my vocabulary.
So why do you need the notebooks that have organizational capabilities?
I don't use any of them. Because I don't want to wreck
them. Were they yearly? Like, are they done? Just empty?
They're
like
all
2018?
Oh, they're
out?
All empty.
No good anymore.
Who uses a notebook? No, they're not dated. Notebooks aren't dated. They just have really...
No, you have some of them that are.
Those are planners.
Fair enough.
Which we just use our
phones.
They're
in the same section of chapters. She buys the expensive ones at Chapters, too.
Not always. Most of them are from the dollar store.
Okay, half and half.
But, like, they look really good on a bookcase. They go with all the books we didn't read.
Yeah, well, another ornament, not a book.
Yeah, another beautiful shelf ornament.
Some of them are really cool, leather-bound and stuff like that.
Yeah, I also recently...
You should write in those with your new ink pen.
I got an ink pen from Joel from Italy because Joel's back from his honeymoon.
I guess all pens are ink pens. What is that called?
A fountain pen? No.
It's like... They do calligraphy with it, right?
Yeah. Just, what are they called?
I don't know. I guess they used to use a feather back in the day and dip it, but this is one of the actual pens that you dip.
I really want to go back. Sorry. My ADHD is really strong today. I really want to go to the Pioneer Village. I tried to rent it out to do a ghost investigation because they have all these buildings from like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but they said no because it would bring too much attention to the park and like people would break in and stuff. Which made me so sad.
A nib pen or a pen nib.
That doesn't sound right.
A dip pen.
Dip pen.
Or a nib pen or a pen nib usually consists of a metal nib with capillary channels like those of fountain pen nibs.
Nibs.
Mounted in a handle or holder.
I got nibs.
Often made of wood.
You're made of wood.
Nice nibs.
Nice nibs, wood man.
There you go. Write me a story with them. And
I'll write you a story with my nibs, woods.
Dip them in some ink.
Dip them in some juice made from the man of... I'm going to stop.
Just ink, Selena. Just ink.
Why do we use ink? Why don't we use more beautiful things? I could, like, do a blood writing.
Well, we should totally do some blood writing for the podcast live.
Where are we going to get the blood from?
Ourselves.
How are we going to get it out?
With, like, a diabetes insulin poker.
I was going to say, I can get a lot out of my pinky. I've done it before.
Probably enough to fill a nib on a pen for a couple sentences.
This took a really weird turn.
Could sign our will in blood.
We don't even have a will, do we?
No, we should get one of those.
We don't have any children.
Yeah,
we just leave it all
somebody.
To the dogs.
Yeah.
We give it to Joel, I guess.
Yeah. And our parents, they're still alive.
Yeah, our parents are still alive. I do travel a lot. I should have something in order.
Yeah, we should probably get that figured out.
Yeah, we should probably get that figured out, bud.
All right.
We're so tired, guys. We're just not like, you know, when you come back and you just need like a few days to recalibrate. That is where I'm currently at. Recalibration station.
You're tired all the time because you're just constantly freaking out.
Yeah.
We're gone to VidCon for like, I don't know. We're on the plane.
Yeah.
It's probably been like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We try calling to check on the dogs and no one answers. Selena just immediately starts freaking out like they're dead.
They're
like
dead.
My parents that are watching the dogs have to be dead.
They have to be.
There's no other reason they're not answering the phone.
Where are my children? Where are my children? Well, we had a big thing. So we had care set up for our dogs while we were gone. They were going to go to grandma's. The night before we go, we get a call from grandma. She stepped on the puppy on accident. Puppy's fine. Don't worry.
Her puppy, yeah.
Puppy. We got them a puppy. This dog is 1 pound. It's not growing.
Might be like 2.7.
Bro, this dog is not getting
any
bigger.
It's a tiny dog. It's small.
They don't even think it's going to hit 5 pounds. It's the smallest dog I've personally ever seen in my life. Even though it's like the same breed as Gucci, it's supposed to be big.
Yeah, my mom was in the backyard and she stepped on it and it like made a god awful noise. So they rushed it to the emergency vet. It was totally fine.
Yeah, she was totally fine.
But it had to rest for a couple days just in case.
So that day, our dogs were just staying at our house for a few hours until, and then she was going to bring her over at night. So they didn't play. But like, I don't like my dogs alone at any moment ever because I don't have children, so I'm paranoid about them. So we couldn't get a hold of her, and I was like, where's my children? Are my children okay? Because, like, my dogs, oh my gosh. And then we go to VidCon. There's dogs everywhere. I totally could have brought my dogs.
Oh, yeah. But it would have been such a pain in the ass. Taking them outside all the time from the 14th floor of the hotel room. Stuff like
that.
Yeah. At the one airport, LAX, at the airport, they have, like, in between the washrooms, they have a dog washroom. And you walk in, and there's, like, fake grass and a fire hydrant.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was going to pee on it.
You would, too.
Well, I don't like people, right? And there's so many people in the bathroom, and they're all talking and listening to my farts. Like, I totally could have easily...
You can't poo in there.
Dude, why not? Do you think dogs don't poo in there?
All right. Fair enough. You got me.
My whole thing is I'd hold on to.
I mean, you can't pee in there either. I don't know why I went even that route.
I can pee standing up.
You can. You can. All right. We won. We want to start making sure we remember to do the weekly horror movie segment. And it doesn't even have to be horror movie.
Oh my gosh,
movie.
Wait. We're getting a phone call. This could be interesting. It's my mom and dad. Hold on. Hey, Dad.
Hi, how are you?
You are officially on the podcast right now. We're podcasting and you are on it.
Oh.
Do you have a spooky story?
No, I don't. I have a question, though.
Okay.
How'd you make out with the veterinarian?
I did. I messaged them.
Oh.
Yes, I have a message. It looks like it's going to be good news, but I'll call you back right when the podcast is done.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, guys. That wasn't very interesting, but that's also dog obsessed. My parents' dog hasn't been feeling really great, so I'm trying to get them into our vet because I love our vet. I feel like they're
our
the
vet's
best.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oxford County vet.
County vet in Woodstock.
Very great.
Feel like family.
Very great.
Yeah. What were we just talking about?
I was
horror
going into
movie suggestion.
The movie segment. Yeah, it doesn't have to be horror. Hey. We're gonna bring like horror, thriller, psychological stuff, paranormal stuff.
Okay, what do
just
you have?
Haunted things. I don't have one. I haven't picked one out for today. I was just going to ask you because you're Selena. Selena's not into slashers, but like as far as like.
I like slashers the fuck.
Okay, sorry. She loves all horror movies. She likes slashers, but she loves more of like the spiritual, paranormal, demonic, ghost related movies.
Wow, it makes me sound so disturbed. I think this week, though, the one that I'm going to tell you guys to watch is one of my favorite movies of all time, which I actually got asked at VidCon in front of a sea of children, and I regret saying.
Yeah, you maybe shouldn't have mentioned this one, but that's all right.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite books. It's just kind of a weird look at growing up as a young woman and just kind of how society can bend what it's like. So my suggestion for this week, book or movie, is The Virgin Suicides.
All right.
I'll give you a little bit. It's about five sisters that all live together with kind of controlling parents, but things really spiral out of control. I'm not going to give any spoilers with that ending. Honestly, I would read the book first, then the movie, but honestly, they're both so good.
It's not one of those ones where they ruined it with the movie?
No, not at all. Not at all. And it's a cool way. Honestly, start with the movie, then maybe read the book.
Is that just a thing? People are like, oh, the book's so much better. Are they just trying to sound like they're seasoned readers?
No, because some books are definitely way better. Way better than the books.
Wait, I mean, yeah,
some books are way better.
It's definitely true.
Well, there's so much. Sometimes the screenplay just doesn't give it justice, or they change it a lot.
Yeah, which I don't mind sometimes.
Or you're just upset with the casting. Like if you've read a book and in your head you've pictured exactly how you think that character is going to look, and then they're just like not at all. Like I really hated Beautiful Creatures. Like I loved the book, but I thought that the movie just sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, check that one out. Let us know in the YouTube comments whether you like that or not, either this week or on next week's podcast.
Hell yeah.
I want to talk about some haunted items.
Okay.
Did you even know the Hope Diamond was haunted?
No.
Yeah, the Hope Diamond is, like, cursed. It was removed from, like, a statue's eye and then made into the necklace, and ever since then...
That's dark.
It's been, like, cursed. I'll pull up, like, some actual info on it. Perfect quality, its large size, the rare color makes it strikingly unique and beautiful. Its fascination is enhanced by a variety, by a varied history, which includes being owned by King Louis, stolen during the French Revolution, sold to earn money for gambling, worn to raise money for charity, and then finally donated to the Smithsonian, where it is now. Yeah, so... Hope Diamond, cursed. Check it out. And then there's also this crazy bed, the Great Bed of Ware. It was from, it was a British bed, and it was like one of the biggest beds of its time. And many people would go through there. It was at like a hotel. They think it was like to bring in people that were kind of into that stuff. And everyone would like carve their names in the bed and stuff like that.
It's weird.
And yeah, it was weird for that time because it was a beautiful bed. You have to pull up a picture of it and check it out if you guys are interested. The Great Bed of Ware. It's like wooden pillars and like the sheets coming down, like drapery coming down with the red and dark cherry wood. And it somehow got cursed. And now like anybody, it's in a museum now. And a bunch of people that owned it going up to now did actually, like, get killed.
What?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Robert the Doll. Robert the Doll is a doll, and a lot of people, you know, it's kind of like an Annabelle vibe. A lot of people have really bad things and have died that have been around it and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's crazy how items can hold such energies.
Yeah, it's weird. And that's something I want to talk about, too. Like, looking up these haunted items. Like... Are they staying haunted forever? Are they still haunted? And, like, how long can residual hauntings last?
Well,
like,
people are feeding it, right?
Yeah, they're talking, like, there's a mummy that I was looking at earlier, too. It's, like, a haunted, it's not a haunted mummy itself, but the coffin is haunted that this mummy was in, like, the lid and all that stuff. And, like, this is from, like, 950 years BC that they, like, found this thing and has been haunted since. So, like, how is this energy sticking around that long, and how is it not moving on? Is there different types of energy, demonic versus spirits, and, like, so many questions.
Think of how haunted museums are. Like, imagine being, like, night security.
Right? Stuff's gotta be going down.
We need to go on Reddit and, like, find, like, the craziest things that's happened to security guards.
Yes.
Yeah, that needs to be that's a sick episode.
We'll bring that to you for an episode. Security guard stories. They've gotta have some of the best.
Oh, yeah. My uncle would tell me about this story because he was at that old hospital before it shut down. The one in Woodstock before they tore it down. And he said that lights would be turning on and off and that all the automatic doors would like open and close.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I just got cat balls.
A lot of it was probably just sensors though because he's old and doesn't realize lights and doors are all on sensors now.
Honestly, that's probably it.
That's probably what it was.
It's probably exactly it. But yeah, it just... I hate when people are like, I don't believe... It's like, bro.
I mean, I don't hate it. I understand to a certain extent, but like, it doesn't take much to go out there and form an opinion of belief if you really try. Yeah. To say you don't believe, I think, is just like a cop out because you just don't want to learn or understand or care to believe.
I have a question for everybody. How do you guys feel when you see a tombstone that's like moss has grown all over it? Because I go to this one grave, so it's kind of, I don't know if this is weird, but I have this one grave that I really, really like. And it's this woman who had Down syndrome, and she has a bench so people can come and sit with her. And this, I hadn't been in probably a year and a half. And I went recently to get pictures for this group that I'm in, and moss has completely taken over where you can't even read it anymore.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to like go with like some soap and stuff and clean it off. Is that an okay thing?
I don't think so. I think the only people that should do that are like any relatives or
any close people. But there's a lot of people though, like on TikTok, that go and do that. And like when I went and saw her, I just like, I felt bad.
So this is my opinion. Well, I guess it also depends on like the age, like the when she died, her lifespan.
It's new.
So I personally wouldn't, because what if their relatives have some appreciation for the moss? That would be my stop on that.
But like they wrote this big thing, right? And it's a big poem.
And it's covered up.
And it's just like the moss has grown all over it and you can't even read it anymore.
I don't think there's a right or a wrong answer. Just my personal opinion. I'd leave it for family.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was family, though, and I came to visit and I saw that, I would feel bad and be like, okay, it's bad. I haven't been this long. Like, look it. I don't want her to feel, like, forgotten. And if I, like, showed up and saw that somebody had taken care of her, that would have made me feel good.
Yeah. I see that opinion. I also feel like, though, maybe that family needs that reminder. Maybe if you cleaned it for them, they wouldn't get that feeling of it's been too long.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of different ways to look at it.
Yeah, I just wouldn't touch other people's tombstones personally. I'd let them leave that to their family.
Mm.
But I don't think you'd be doing a disservice if you did it either. I mean, it can go either way.
Yeah, it's weird.
Touchy subject.
Touchy subject, absolutely.
Yeah.
This has been such a mellow episode. Like, I'm literally sleepy. Like, I'm sitting here and my eyes are shutting because your voice. I remember hearing that Lord told me that her mom had heard your voice on a podcast and that it was just like the sleepiest thing ever.
Just making people fall asleep.
Here, can you just like tell us a story or sing a little song?
I've been telling lots of stories. I don't know if I have any stories left for today.
Literally, your voice is... Can we have a vote on that in the comments? Like, is Adam's the voice...
calming voice
like,
of Adam.
It's so calming, so chill. But I think we're both winding down here, and I think... Do you want to go have a nap with me?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Guys, thank you for tuning in to this super chill episode of The Haunted Estate. Don't forget to head over to thehauntedestate.com to send us your things. Joel will be back for an episode soon. We'll be able to find out how everything's been going. It's just our lives have been upside down. He has a weekend right now because he was with us at VidCon. But yes, I wanted to wish you all a magical
day.
And
if you haven't checked out our new YouTube video yet, check it out on Selena Spooky Boys.
We reacted to Sam and Colby.
We reacted to a Sam and Colby video, so you'll all probably love that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you all know who Sam and Colby is if you're listening to this podcast. That was really cool. It was fun, those adventures you did with them there. And keep an eye on YouTube. We're going to get into some more spooky stuff, and there will be more Sam and Colby reacts coming.
And that's on the other YouTube channel. That's my Selena Spooky Boo YouTube channel.
That's on the Selena Spooky Boo YouTube channel. And you were there for two more episodes, plus a third episode on top of that one that you were involved in. That was really interesting, actually, even though you weren't there.
Yeah. No, that was sick. We're also planning a big podcast trip, so I'll be able to get Sam and Colby on the show, which will be sick.
Yeah, for sure.
But until I see you guys next time, don't forget, life is weird. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down, and don't make a permanent decision on a temporary feeling. I promise, eventually, everything will be pretty much okay. I love you, Boo Crew, and until next time, stay spooky.
See you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that
and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.